Since we don't have announcement this morning, allow me to call my brother Gerlas Maele for sharing God's word. Karibu sana Gerlas Maele. Can we appreciate him as he step forward?
Yes, thank you, Brother Seth. Good morning, church. Shall we be on our feet as we read the word of God? The word of God this morning is coming from different texts, but the main text we are going to read is in the book of Psalms, chapter 23. We will start from the first verse and go to verse 6. This is what the Bible says. Psalms 23:1-6, the Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Verse 6, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen." Let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless your name because you have called us to hear your word this morning. Your word, that is everything we need. We bless you because you are ready to talk to us individually and collectively, God. Father, I'm humbling before you on this pulpit as an empty vessel, but ready to be filled and used by you. Spirit of the living God, give us whatever is needed so your word, the word of God, may be sent to his people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Let us join our seats. As we may know it all, church, since the beginning of this year, the parish is going through a series of teachings in Dingley service, and the main theme being so grateful for God's goodness in our lives. Amen. And this topic has started last Sunday with Brother Serge, who carried us through a very interesting topic about the same theme, and that was acknowledging the greatness of God, his great deeds in our life. And this morning, the same teaching is going on, but the particular topic for today is living a life of worship as a sign of gratitude for God's provision. Amen. Living a life of worship as a sign of gratitude for God's provision in our lives. And we just read the book of Psalms. It's all about trusting God as the true shepherd. Praise the Lord. Trusting God as the true shepherd. The key word in this topic is about worship. Worship is about devotion. Devotion and reverence that we give to God. But here, it is as a sign of gratitude of what, for all what the Lord has been to us. Of course, we are starting a new year. And we went through the past year. And there is something that we can think of what the Lord has done to us. Praise the Lord. Not only that, but also there are maybe certain of those things. They might be like unfulfilled plans. There are things we planned over last year, but we did not get able to fulfill them at 100%. Maybe there were some unexpected sad experiences we went through. We lost the loved ones. We were doing business, but it didn't work the way we really expected it to be. Maybe some failures we went through and some other unreachable goals. But of all of this, there is something important that each and every one of us can say and believe and confess that if that was not the Lord, he wouldn't be able to be at that level. Praise the Lord. For over last year, some of us were sick, and the Lord gave provision of healing. He gave provision of protection. He gave provision in many other different ways. But the question this morning is being, of all of these good things the Lord has done to us, what can be our response to all his faithfulness to us? And the topic this morning is calling us to a life of worship, a life of total devotion, surrendering to God everything as a response to all of his goodness to us. Praise the Lord. As we go through this, there are just three things we are going to look at and be able to give the conclusion to the topic and the sermon of this morning. As we are looking to see, in response to all of what the Lord has been to us, we need to live a life of worship, a life of devotion, a life of reverence to God. And the first thing we are going to see in all of this, if we want to live a life of worship as a response to all of what the Lord has been to us, the first thing we need to surrender our lives to this living God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you think of all of those things the Lord has done to you, you can really confess that there is a reason why we need to thank him and keep worshiping him. Praise the Lord. We went through different situations last year. Many challenges. For those who are living in North Kivu, the situation is like you wake up one morning, it's proclaimed of a victory. There is one village that was under the attacks and the hands of the rebels, and you are told, we have won victory. The next morning is coming, the news is coming opposite. And sometimes we reach a level of asking ourselves, is it really this God we are believing in? Is it really the God of the Congolese? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are some people, maybe among us, we are at the position that you are not even able to reach your native village simply because there is a situation of insecurity and you fear for your life. Is there any case like this for some people of us? Of course, yes. But what does this mean to us as a church and believers as we are called to live a life of worship? In kind of this situation, can we still keep a life of worship and trust in God to be the only solution and response to our requests? Praise the Lord. But I believe that the reason is their church. And among the three of the things we are going to see, the first thing is that if we want to live a life of worship as a response to God's provision, number one, we need to trust God as the only shepherd. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The passages we just read in Psalms 23 speaks about the Lord as our shepherd. Praise the Lord. And for those of us who know experiences, who have some experiences as a shepherd, is that the shepherd work, it's all about guiding the flock to the green pastures. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to trust God to be the only true shepherd. If you read in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, the plans for you to prosper and not to harm you, the plans to give you hope and a future." Praise the Lord. Trusting God as the only and only true shepherd is one of the keys that bring him to a life of worship, a life of devotion, a life of surrendering ourselves to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For those who may know it, the shepherd lived different experiences in life, and among the experiences in life, one of them is that they face different dangers, and bushfire is among dangers that the shepherd can experience. Praise the Lord. But when a shepherd experiences bushfire, for him, bushfire is kind of an opportunity, because he knows in the next season, the new vegetables and new green pasture will grow, and he will find a place where to feed his flocks on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So bushfire for the shepherd does not mean it's a danger because the bush is burning, but for a shepherd, bushfire means there is a season that the Lord is preparing for him to grow the new greens so that he can feed his flocks on. Praise the Lord. This comes as to say, the challenging situation we may be going through as a nation, maybe individually, the situation does not mean the Lord has forgotten about us, but it means there is a new coming season, a new season that the Lord is preparing for us. Praise the Lord. So whenever we go through challenges, this does not mean we need to go away from the life of worship. For the Lord himself alone knows the plans he has for us. This is the book of Jeremiah reminding us that. And I like what the Bible says, because it does not just say the Lord has a plan. The Lord has many plans for us. Praise the Lord. Plan A may fail today. Plan B will be successful. Plan B may fail. Plan C is still there. Praise the Lord. Someone happened to say that the alphabet of God does not stop at Z. Praise the Lord. For all of us, for French and English alphabet, we know, I'm also a teacher, we know the alphabet starts from A to Z. But someone happened to say that the alphabet of God does not stop at Z. It goes far beyond the letters of the alphabet. You can even experience all the alphabets go from A to Z, but if you reach Z and Z is not successful, the Lord has plans for us. Beyond even that, there is a special plan the Lord has for us. Amen. This is a call for hope, church, and a call for trusting God even when we don't see the way clear. Praise the Lord. The second point is that living a life of worship calls us to trusting God as the only true promise keeper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you read in the book of Isaiah chapter 25, the first one says, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in a perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things you have planned long time ago. Praise the Lord. The Lord is a promise keeper, and we can still trust him and worship him for that. There are many good plans the Lord has declared over our lives, over your life, over my life. But we can still believe that all of those plans will come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord is faithful. Whatever he says, he's going to fulfill. If you read in Genesis, when in Genesis chapter 22, verse 6, you can read 7 and 8, there is a beautiful story. And the Bible says, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Father, and he said, yes, my son, the fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together to the mountain. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This brings us to the point number three. Apart from God, trusting God as the only shepherd, apart from trusting God as the promise keeper, we can also trust God as the only true and dependable provider. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. We can still trust God as the only true and dependable provider. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham went to give the sacrifice, to give his only son, the Bible says Isaac could not believe what his father was doing, because he knew the formula. Isaac already knew the formula that going to give a burnt offering means taking the firewood, going with a lamb that will be offered as a burnt offering. This was the common formula that son Isaac knew. But what I like about the answer of Abraham to his son is Abraham trusted God as the only dependable provider. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine that? I try to imagine just how it happened. A father going to give a burnt offering, but there is no lamb that will be sacrificed. And the son is asking, where is the lamb? But the father, I don't know, this is about me, but I don't believe that Abraham said to Isaac, the Lord will provide. I don't believe that in the mind of Abraham, Abraham was thinking about Isaac as the provision. Praise the Lord. Because in fact, he was the only begotten son. And I don't believe that the answer that Abraham gave, that the Lord will provide, I don't believe that is me. It's not in the Bible. But I really don't believe that Abraham was thinking, telling to Isaac, the Lord himself will provide. And in his mind, it was like, Isaac, God will provide, and that is you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I believe that there is a level of faith that Abraham had. And he believes that this only dependable provider will do something amazing. Praise the Lord. And the answer came up. You see, there is a lamb that rose up in the bush. And that is a kind of different expectation that Isaac never had. Praise the Lord. This brings us to say, church, in certain situation of life, we need to reach a certain level where we believe that even when there is nothing, there is something for God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When there is nothing we can see, there is something that the Lord is seeing. Praise the Lord. And I know there is this formula we know as human beings, but at a certain level of life, the Lord wants to show us that there is a different way of Him to do things differently from what we can think. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe there are many, many plans you have set for this new year, and you are just thinking everything is clear the way you think. But if it does not happen the way you think, this does not mean the Lord did not make a way. It means there is another way that the Lord has made differently from what you thought. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a life experience I ever went through. In 2021, mid-2021, it's really one of the experiences that brought me to think, the Lord is the only true and dependable God. I was given a job opportunity in consultancy, in logistics, someplace, and I worked for 2 good years. After the 2 years, then the decision came up like, at the position of consultancy I was occupying, they need to hire a full staff who will be given a staff contract. And in my thinking, I was like, this is all about me, because I've been at the position for 2 years, and there is just a vacancy for the same position. So the process started. I applied, as everyone did. I did the test. And after taking the test, my expectation was that maybe there is something that it's working on my favor on that position at the particular duty station where I was working. But something sad, and that shocked me a little bit, is that at the stage of the interview, my name appeared nowhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. My name appeared nowhere. And sometimes I started thinking, I really don't believe this is the God I serve, who can make it like I've been at a position for 2 years, and I've been evaluated as a good worker, and now I've been praying over years that the opportunity may come for me to have a full staff contract, but it didn't happen the way I thought. The people who were selected for the interview, they went through the interview process, and someone else was selected to take the position. I was so sad, and I started even doubting that at that period. I remember I called the senior pastor of the church, because I was working away from this place. I said, okay, everything is done for me. The prayers you have been doing on my favor, I think did not work on my favor. I'm called to be back to Goma, and in fact, contract terminated. The person who came to take over for me came, and we had to do handover. Handover was done. But something amazing is that the boss of the department I was working in, all this recruitment process was on leave, and he just came back. And when he came back, he said, can you please show me the test results? He thought I was the one who would be at the position, of course. And he saw the results, someone else at the position. Then as I was preparing to come back to Goma, two days before my flight was scheduled, I received a call from him. And the call was like, hey, I'm back office, but it's something sad that I've went through all the recruitment process and I only saw you at the stage of the written test, but I don't know what happened to you. What went wrong? I just told him, I don't know what happened, but what just happened is what has happened. In the same way, he told me, you just don't have to worry. Because these people, I don't know, the process has given you an opportunity to come back and work from Goma, because there is a position that you have been preparing, and I think you are the one fitting at that position. Praise the Lord. I never believed what happened. And some hours later, I saw an email and saying, no, please, you need to prepare a place for Mr. So-and-so is coming. Then I was like, wow, this is what the only dependable God can do. Praise the Lord. So when we are at the age of different situations of life, it's where we see God as a true provider. Praise the Lord. Our mind, the book of Isaiah says, our thinking is far different from the thinking of God. We may think the Lord will reach us through this way, but brothers and sisters, let us believe that God remains the only dependable God and provider. Praise the Lord. Whatever he says, he will do. We may think it will happen this way, but he has his own ways of doing things. And let us stand up as we pray. And we pray over God to be the only dependable God. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make. Can you say something to God as you ask him to give you strength to only believe that he's the only dependable God, and we can still trust him. We can still trust him because his ways, his plans are different from our plans. Father, we thank you this morning for your word that has come to us, a call to living a life of devotion to you and trusting you as the only dependable God. And when this is done, then we can live a life of worship, a life of worship, because we belong to this provider. And then, Father, we thank you, because even our different situations of life, we still trust you as the only dependable God and provider. Whatever you say, you will do. And your word never comes and returns void. Father, thank you for having spoken to us. Thank you for having spoken to my brother and my sister, spoken to my father and my mother, spoken to my wife, spoken to my brothers and followers and our children in this place, that we can still trust you as the only dependable God. We trust you and in your word, and we thank you, God. And we thank you as we appreciate your provision by clapping our hands and say the Lord is our provider. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May the Lord bless us.
Amen. Can we appreciate again our brother Jonas and the word of God? That's awesome. That's awesome.